What do you two think of the rise of Jediism recently? Some people call it a religion, some people call it a belief system.
Mm-hmm.
But with the rise of Jediism, where they follow the moral and spiritual code of the Jedi, do you find that people are looking to Star Wars to fill a gap in their lives?
Well, I think, you know, whether we're talking about Jediism with a capital J or just how we connect to these narratives, I mean, these things influence us the way we see the world. And so a lot of work on the psychology and cultural angles of fandom talk about how people, once again, draw meanings from these narratives, and that helps them understand where they fit in a very safe place. And so if we pull, you know, positives, you know, things that we think are virtues from these characters, etc. If it enriches the way we see the world, you know, that's like many belief systems, that's what they do. In this case, it just happens to be a secular narrative as opposed to a sacred narrative.
I think it's not a whole lot different than being a samurai. The difference is samurai basically works for a particular person, and they devote their life to that person's well-being. I would argue in something like Jediism, it's not unlike what a lot of military people might feel like. I mean, they're out there risking their lives for others they have never met. And in this culture, that's increasingly the case, with less than 1% of the population actually doing that work. So if you're in a situation where you are in danger, putting your life on the line, the idea of protecting a moral code, of protecting others, would almost be a necessary condition of staying sane. So,
and they both have swords too, except one's metal and one's laser. Right?
Exactly. Well, yes. I mean, Ben Kenobi is a spiritual samurai.